Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out, let it.
His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory.
Hallelujah. You are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We are broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. This is segment two of Walking the Highway of Holiness. Are we as Christians walking the highway of holiness? In the studio tonight, by phone, we welcome three precious pastors that have generously donated their time this evening for the work of the Lord, and I thank the Lord for that. And first up from the West Coast, the state of California, we have Pastor Jose Bobadilla. Thank you very much, Pastor Jose, for joining us. Also in Maryland, we have Pastor Albanos Katira. Pastor Albanos, thank you very much for your time. And from New York, the New York altar, we have Pastor Nilda Mayo. and I will be your co-host this evening on this segment. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo, also of Maryland Altar. Before we hear part two and get to part two of Are We Really Walking the Highway of Holiness as Christians, let's run through the message of the Lord and hear how the Lord details for us about removing the yeast, that is the sin, the yeast in our life. This will be the message of the Lord introduced by Dr. David Awar, the mighty prophet of the Lord. And before we hear, let's pray. Let's pray also as a nation in the listening audience that mighty Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the Lord God of Jacob, the God of Elijah, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would open the spiritual ears of all those that you have gathered this evening, that you would open the spiritual eyes, that they would see, Lord, and that they would hear what it is that you are speaking to the church and to the remnant bride at this moment, that the United States would be prepared and consistently prepared for the coming of the Messiah. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. This is Removing Yeast. This is roughly a 10-minute segment, and we will be right back live. So the prophecy at the midnight hour, it is Wednesday, June 4th, 2014, at 8 p.m. Eastern.
About the coming of the Messiah.
Kuhusu kukuja kwa Mesia.
The clock of God Almighty.
Saa ya Mungu mkuu mwenyezi.
1 minute to midnight.
Dakika moja kufika saa sita ya usiku.
What does that tell you?
Hiyo inakuambia nini?
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
At the midnight hour.
Katika saa ya saa sita usiku.
The chief bridegroom will come for the church.
Bwana harusi mkuu atalijia kanisa.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
The old day is over.
Siku ya kale imepita.
And the new day has come.
Nayo siku mpya imewadia.
We cannot be in any more the behavior of the old day.
Hatuwezi kukua katika njia yote ya kujiendeleza ya siku ya kale.
The love of money of the old day.
Kupenda pesa kwa siku ya kale.
The sexual sin of the old day.
Dhambi ya ngono na zina ya siku ya kale.
Let us wear the new day.
Hebu tukavalia siku mpya.
So we may be ready.
Hivi kwamba tuwe tayari.
The new day is a day of glory.
Siku mpya ni siku ya utukufu.
The day of light.
Siku ya mwangaza.
You are children of light.
Nyinyi ni wana wa nuru.
And the day of the light has come.
Nayo siku ya nuru na mwangaza imewadia.
And the morning glory, the midnight glory, morning glory is here.
Na utukufu wa asubuhi, utukufu wa saa sita umefika.
Prepare for the wedding of the Lamb.
Jiandae kwa ajili ya harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
In 1 Corinthians.
Katika wa Korinto wa kwanza.
Chapter 15.
Mlango wa 15.
Verse 50.
Mstari wa 50.
To 56.
Hadi wa 56.
That the flesh and blood.
Kwamba damu na nyama.
Cannot inherit.
Haviwezi kuridhi.
The kingdom of God.
Ufalme wa Mungu.
And yet the church here.
Na ili hali kanisa hapa.
You have been in the flesh and blood.
Umekuwa katika damu na nyama.
You joined politics.
Ukaunganika na siasa.
You did things that ashamed God.
Ukafanya vitu vilivyomwaibisha Mungu.
The church.
Kanisa.
For a long time.
Kwa muda mrefu.
You have not preached the blood of Jesus.
Hamjahubiri damu ya Yesu.
the church
Kanisa.
For a long time.
Kwa muda mrefu.
You have been in corruption.
Mmekuwa katika ufisadi na upotovu.
Many of you are in your tradition.
Wengi wenu mko katika mila na matambiko yenu.
Inheriting wives.
Mkiwarithi wanawake.
In your churches.
Katika makanisa yenu.
You dance ndombolo ya Yesu.
Unacheza ndombolo ya Yesu.
In your churches.
Katika makanisa yenu.
There is sexual sin.
Kuna dhambi ya ngono na zinaa.
In your churches.
Katika makanisa yenu.
The false prophets are reigning.
Manabii wa uongo wanatawala.
But I'm here to announce to you.
Lakini niko hapa kuwatangazieni.
That time is over.
Kwa wakati umekwisha.
For the false prophets.
Kwa manabii wa uongo.
Time has come.
Wakati umefika.
For worshiping God.
Kwa kumwabudu Mungu.
In the spirit and in the truth.
Katika roho na katika kweli.
Time has come.
Wakati umefika.
When the window of heaven is open.
Ambapo dirisha la mbinguni li wazi.
That there may be a bride of Christ.
Hivi kwamba kuwe na biarusi wa Kristo.
In the book of Exodus.
Katika kitabu cha Kutoka.
Chapter 12.
Mlango wa 12.
He prepared Israel.
Aliandaa Israeli.
For the midnight hour.
Kwa ajili ya saa sita ya usiku.
And he called them.
Na akawaambia.
When it comes to the midnight hour.
Wakati itakapofika saa sita ya usiku.
Remove the yeast from the bread.
Ondoeni chachu katika mkate.
No more corruption.
Hakuna tena ufisadi.
And there's so much yeast in the bread you teach here.
Na kuna chachu nyingi sana katika mkate mnao. Funza hapa.
And he said,
na akasema,
when it comes the midnight hour,
ifikapo saa sita ya usiku,
only the blood of the lamb,
ni damu ya mwana kondoo peke yake,
is important,
ni ya muhimu,
when I see the blood of the lamb,
wakati nitaiona damu ya mwana kondoo,
I will save the church,
nitaliokoa kanisa,
time is over,
wakati umekwisha,
the lamb of God,
mwana kondoo wa Mungu,
is coming for the church,
yu alikujia kanisa.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha.
We cannot continue in the sin of the old.
Hatuwezi kuendelea katika dhambi za kale.
Purify your life.
Chakazeni maisha yenu.
Walk in righteousness.
Tembeeni katika haki.
If you have more than enough food.
Iwapo una chakula zaidi ya tosha.
Give to someone who doesn't have.
Patia yule asiye naye.
If you have two tunics.
Iwapo una mavazi mawili.
Give to one who doesn't have.
Kampatie moja yule asiye naye.
Let us be in righteousness.
Hebu tuwe katika haki.
The Bible says.
Biblia inasema.
No one knows the day.
Hakuna ijua siku.
Even the hour.
Wala saa.
When the Son of Man will come.
Ambapo atakuja mwana wa Adamu.
So we need to be ready.
Hivyo basi tunahitaji kuwa tayari.
At all times.
Kila wakati.
Because any moment.
Kwa sababu wakati wowote.
The Messiah.
Mesia.
Will come for the church.
Atalijia kanisa.
You did not become a Christian.
Haukufanyika Mkristo.
That you may miss the wedding of the Lamb.
Kwamba ukaikose harusi ya mwana kondoo.
It will be a shame.
Itakuwa ni aibu.
You became a Christian.
Ulifanyika Mkristo.
That you may see the kingdom of God.
Kwamba ukaone ufalme wa Mungu.
Listen to me.
Nisikilize.
Revelation 19.
Ufunuo wa Yohana 19.
Verses 6 to 9.
Mstari wa 6 hadi wa 9.
He talks about the wedding of the Lamb.
Ananena kuhusu harusi ya mwana kondoo.
And he says.
Na anasema.
When it comes to the wedding of the Lamb.
Ikijilia ili swala la harusi ya mwana kondoo.
There is a big felicitation in heaven.
Kuna kushangilia kukubwa binguni.
There is a big jubilation in heaven.
Kuna kufurahika kukubwa katika bingu.
There is a big celebration in heaven.
Kuna kusherehekea kukubwa sana kule binguni.
It is as though.
Ni kana kwamba.
Heaven comes to a stop.
Bingu inafika kikomo.
That means.
Hiyo inamaanisha.
That the day of the wedding of the Lamb.
Kwamba siku ya harusi ya mwana kondoo.
Is the most important day.
Ndiyo siku yenye umuhimu kabisa.
In the calendar of God in heaven.
Katika kalenda ya ratiba ya Mungu binguni.
But the church belongs to heaven.
La kanisa ni la binguni.
The church belongs to God.
Kanisa ni la Mungu.
That means even you.
Hiyo inamaanisha hata nanyi.
The day of the wedding of the Lamb of God.
Siku ya harusi ya mwana kondoo wa Mungu.
Should be.
Inatakikana iwe.
The most important day.
Siku yenye umuhimu kabisa. kabisa.
In your life.
Katika maisha yako.
As the church.
Kama kanisa.
But if it is important.
Na kama ni muhimu.
Then you have to prepare.
Basi inabidi jiandae.
How do you prepare?
Utajiandaaje?
In repentance.
Katika toba.
In turning away from sin.
Kugeuka kutoka kwa dhambi.
Revelation 19 verse 8.
Ufunuo wa Yohana 19 mstari wa 8.
It says fine linen.
Asema kitani nzuri.
Bright and clean.
Ing'arayo na safi.
Was given to the church to wear.
Ilipewa kanisa livalie.
That is the holiness of the church.
Na huo ndio utakatifu wa kanisa.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha.
Let us prepare the fine linen.
Hebu tuandae kitani nzuri.
Listen, pastors.
Sikiliza wachungaji.
Turn away from the love of money.
Mukeni kutaka kupenda pesa.
Turn away from the love of the world.
Mukeni kutaka kwa anasa za dunia.
Return to the love of Christ.
Rudi katika upendo wa Kristo.
The service of the Lord.
Ibada na huduma kwa Mungu.
Listen to me, precious people.
Nisikilize watu wa dhamani.
Return the church to Jesus.
Rudisheni kanisa kwa Yesu.
The other religions.
Dini zingine zote.
They want to receive Jesus.
Wanataka wampokee Yesu.
But you have been locking the door.
Lakini mmekuwa mmeufunga mlango.
You preach a gospel.
Na ubiri injili.
That even them when they watch.
Ambayo hata wao wanapoitazama.
They say that God I don't want.
Wanasema huyo Mungu simtaki kamwe.
Watch out, church.
Kanisa chungeni mno.
When he goes to the street corners.
Wakati anaenda katika pembe za mitaani.
He will find the bride of Christ.
Atapata bi harusi wa Kristo.
Be careful.
Chunga sana.
Time has come.
Wakati umefika.
For you to re-examine yourself.
Kwako wewe kujichunguza kibinafsi tena.
The students.
Wanafunzi.
I love you with the love of Christ.
Na wapendeni kwa upendo wa Kristo.
Time has come.
Wakati umefika.
For you to re-examine yourself.
Kwako wewe kujichunguza upya.
And ask.
Na kuuliza.
How have I walked?
Nimetembea kwa jinsi gani?
Is there anything in my life?
Je, kuna chochote maishani mwangu?
That is yeast unto the Lord.
Ambacho ni chachu kwake Bwana.
Yeast before the Lord.
Ni chachu mbele za Bwana.
And then you throw it away.
Alafu naitupa kando.
I can share with you.
Naweza kushiriki nanyi.
There is nothing.
Hamna chochote.
Worthy.
Kinachostahili.
Enough.
Cha kutosha.
To stop you from giving your life to Jesus.
Cha kukuzuilia kupeana maisha yako kwake Yesu.
However valuable.
Hata kama kina thamani kiasi gani.
Repent.
Tubuni.
For the kingdom of God is near.
Maana ufalme wa Mungu umekaribia.
And return to holiness.
Na mrudie utakatifu.
For without holiness.
Maana pasipo utakatifu.
No man will see the Lord.
Hamna yeyote atakaye muona Bwana.
Hallelujah. We were listening to none other than the prophet of the Lord sharing the message of the Lord, removing yeast and not to walk the way of the world, but to enter into the kingdom of God and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And we heard a number of points on a number of issues that are rampant in America, the love of money, the preaching of money, a watered down and a diluted gospel, which brings us to the theme and the subject for this evening's segment. What highway is that church on, or more pertinent to us in the United States? Are the Christians, are we as Christians really walking the highway of holiness? Target scripture is Isaiah chapter 35, verses through 10. This is Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That's Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. The foundation scripture for this evening's segment, The Highway to Holiness. And ordinarily, we will start from the west coast to the east, but I would like to move over to the east and to the New York altar, Pastor Neil DeMaio. If you would, at this point, please share with the audience your insights and what the Lord has shared with you as we take a look at the Highway to Holiness. Where is the United States Church? Where should the church be? Pastor Nova.
Thank you, Pastor Lou. If you would allow me, I would like to give a little summary of what the prophet of the Lord, Dr. Owar, just shared regarding the leavening, taking the leavening out.
Amen.
To the Spanish-speaking audience. Thank you. Amados hermanos, de habla española, quisiera traducirle un poquito de este mensaje que nos dio, que fue introducido por el profeta Dr. David Owar, y estaba, el título es Quitando la Levadura. El Señor ha hablado sobre la venida del Mesías. El reloj de Dios solo le falta un minuto para la medianoche. Y la medianoche viene, en ese momento de la medianoche viene el novio, el Mesías. No podemos quedarnos en el día viejo. Tenemos que estar o entrar al nuevo día. El día de la gloria, el día de la luz ha venido. Y nosotros somos hijos de la luz, de la gloria. Somos hijos de Dios. En estas escrituras usted las puede leer en sus casas, toman sus Biblias, sus cuadernos y después pueden volver a repasarlas. Él dio primero de Corintios capítulo 15, versículos 50 al 56, que habla sobre que la carne y la sangre no podrán heredar el reino de Dios. Pero la iglesia ahora ha estado en la carne, ha estado en la política, ha estado predicando el evangelio verdadero, han estado en su tradición, en la corrupción. En sus iglesias hay pecado sexual, hay falsos profetas reinando. Pero el profeta del Señor ha venido para anunciar que es tiempo de dejar de adorar a los dioses falsos. Otra escritura que dio fue en Éxodo 12 y habla de cuando Israel fue preparada para la medianoche, que tenían que quitar la levadura del pan. Igual tiene que hacer la iglesia hoy. Y solo la sangre del cordero es lo que va a importar, así como fue para Israel en ese tiempo. Solo si estamos cubiertos con la sangre del Cordero de Dios podemos ser salvos. Y el Señor dice que cuando Él vea esa sangre del Cordero, Él salvará a la iglesia, cuando la vea cubierta con su sangre. El tiempo se acabó, dice el profeta del Señor. Se purifica tu vida. Vive en justicia. Si tienes mucha comida, dale a otro de comer. Si tienes dos túnicas, dale al otro la túnica también. Vive en justicia. Nadie sabe el día ni la hora de la llegada del Mesías, así que tenemos que estar listos a todo tiempo. Tú no has sido cristiano toda tu vida para quedarte, para no entrar al rapto. Otra escritura que dio el profeta del Señor fue en Apocalipsis 19, de 6 a 9. Ese día habrá una celebración muy grande en el cielo. Es como que si todo el cielo ha estado esperando para este día tan especial, para este día de la boda del Cordero. La iglesia pertenece al cielo y pertenece a Dios. Así que ese día tiene que ser el más importante para ti también, para la iglesia, para nosotros. Otra escritura que dio el profeta del Señor es en Apocalipsis 19, capítulo 8, que habla del lino fino. Y otra pregunta que nosotros nos podemos hacer es cómo vamos a prepararnos. Dice que la preparación está en el arrepentimiento y en darle la espada al pecado y entrar a ese lino fino que habla en Apocalipsis 19:8. Vuelve a Dios, dale la iglesia a Jesús. Las otras religiones han querido recibir a Jesús, pero la misma iglesia ha mantenido las puertas cerradas. Ellos ven a la iglesia y dicen, yo no quiero a ese Jesús, si ese es el reflejo de Jesús, lo que veo en ellos, en la corrupción, en todo lo que no es de Dios. Hazte una pregunta, ¿cómo estoy caminando? Echa a la basura todo lo que no es de Jesús, todo lo que no proviene de Dios. Arrepiéntete, porque el reino de Dios está muy cerca. Regresa a la santidad, porque sin santidad nadie verá al Señor. Gracias. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Amen.
Pastor Nilda Mayo from the New York Altar. This is the second segment of Are We as Christians Really Walking the Highway of Holiness? For both the Spanish and English translation, and as we heard a few moments ago, we heard Dr. David Award, the mighty prophet of the Lord, give the message of the Lord. And that language, for the listeners, was Swahili. Pastor Albanos, over from Maryland Altar, would you please share?
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Lou, Pastor Miles, and Pastor Jose, and God bless you all. I want to go back to that clip from the mighty prophet when he talked about some of the problems and some of the issues facing the church. And one of the some of the three issues I got from there was compassion. We have to purify and purify ourselves, and of course righteousness. Because without holiness, no one will gonna see the Lord. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. And I wanna emphasize on righteousness. And I wanna read the book of Psalm 34, verse 15. And I'm reading from NIV. And I read, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears, they are attentive to their cry." All the pastors on this panel here have experience, personal experience, or they have seen when the church walks in righteousness, especially in revival, during the revival, what God does for the church. We have seen people's walk. We have seen an HIV positive turn to negative. We have seen all kind of diseases being healed through the blood, through the power of the blood in Jesus Christ and the cross, free of charge, without money. Recently, I heard about a testimony from one of the ladies who was healed from one of the revival meetings, and she was. Before she joined the Repentance and Holiness Ministry, she was going to one of the prosperity churches And when she got sick, she was sick one time, and she went to the church elders and the pastors of that prosperity gospel church. And the pastor refused to come and visit her in the hospital, even help her, because her name was not on the book of tithe and offering. And that we see that over and over in the church in America, whereby pastors have been spreading the gospel falsehood, telling congregation if they do not sow a seed, they're not going to receive a miracle. And over and over again, we have been preaching about Book of Malachi 3:10 over and over again, abusing the grace. I also had another testimony recently whereby this lady, another woman, she was praying for her husband to join the church. She was praying and fasting. By the grace of God, her husband joined the church. But unfortunately, when he joined the church, he ended up finding another woman in the church. And the woman became pregnant, and he abandoned his family and left with that woman. That's a church, the modern church. This is the last minute. We are 11:59. When midnight strikes, the rapture happens, and the church is not ready. I believe it's time to repent because of the gospel of prosperity, falsehood, women are walking almost naked in our churches, ministers, pastors having girlfriends, and they are still preaching. We have to repent. We cannot pretend everything is okay when another church is enjoying the revival just because of righteousness. And in this country, we have so many people suffering in churches without deliverance, from pornography, addiction, all kind of ailments, and still pastors are preaching the falsehood of prosperity gospel. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Albanos. Pastor Albanos from Maryland Altar, and we're covering, are we as Christians really walking on the highway of holiness? The righteousness standards of the Lord, they have not changed. For our Lord, his holiness doesn't change. The church has gone down a different road and has taught something entirely different. We have seen money come in and corrupt the church, sexual sin come in and corrupt the church, the love of money and materialism has come in and corrupted the church, and she's become almost completely conformed to the ways of the world. We heard in the message how much like the world the church is, so much so that people don't even want our Lord. And the word of the Lord is clear that the name of the Lord is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles because of our behavior. Pastor Jose from California Altar, what's the Lord speaking?
Praise the Lord, precious pastors and precious saints that are tuned in today to this precious message of this latter revival that is breaking out throughout the nations. The church in America and nationwide is standing at a very critical time, very critical time. The Messiah is about to return for its bride, and the bride is not made herself ready. The church has fallen completely in our nation. It has decayed and has lost course from its original destination point. It has integrated with the world. It has blended with the corruption in the world. The original course of man was to walk with God in the garden, a daily walk, a continual walk, each and every moment of our lives. is to be consumed by the mighty Holy Spirit. We are to live and breathe Christ Jesus, crucified and resurrected, from the minute we wake up to the minute we sleep.
Amen.
The church right now, nationwide, is at the point where Adam and Eve sinned against God in the garden and were kicked out. The Church of Christ needs to restore that walk as Enoch did in Genesis 5, verses 22 to 24. We are to walk faithfully with God as Enoch did, to the point where God is soon going to come and take us away and take those away who are separating themselves from the world, who are separating themselves from the deception in the church house in America today, from the compromising gospel that is being preached in the church house in America and nationwide. I want to share a scripture from
Amen.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 12 to 14. Again, the book of Jeremiah, 29, verses 12 to 14. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Church of Christ, America, and nationwide, it is time to repent. To repent of our sins. To repent and remove all the leaven in the bread that we are preaching today in America, and return to the gospel of the blood and the cross. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. The scriptures are clear, and the Lord is clear. We find in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 30, why it is so critical that as followers of Christ, that is, those of us that picked up the command where Christ commands us, pick up your cross and follow me daily. Notice he didn't say pick up your fluffy pillow and head to the movie theater daily. He didn't say pick up your vacation bag and travel and have a good time daily. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. That was the command of our Lord to his disciples. That is found in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? And we see the Lord in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26, very clear. A very clear distinction. It's not veiled. It's in very plain language that the Lord has called us to a road. He has called us to a life of holiness. He has called us to a life of righteousness. He uses the phrase that was very clear to the listeners to pick up the cross and follow me. That means that it's oftentimes costly to do what is right and righteous. It's oftentimes not comfortable, for it doesn't conform It doesn't conform to the world. It means that we might need to stand alone. It means that we might need to think more highly of what the Lord thinks of us, the world thinks of us. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 30, the target scripture, the Lord is clear. Verse 26, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. And again, in verse 26, if we deliberately keep on sinning, for we see that sin is the enemy of the Lord. And as Pastor Nilda from the New York altar shared last week in 1 John, that the enemy has been sinning, and if we sin continuously, it's clear where our allegiance lies and the road that we are on. So the church in the United States has taken a road of high tolerance towards addictions, of high tolerance towards compromise, has become all-inclusive, and sexual preference and sexual sin is tolerated now to conform to the world. But the Lord tells us clearly to pick up our cross and follow him. And he also tells us very clearly that if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, for they then become the enemies of God. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26, all the way down through 30, where we read that the Lord will judge his people. This is the word of the Lord. There's been a famine in the land. It's been so severe that substitute gospels have run rampant, false prophets have run rampant, false apostles, all sorts of manufactured fictions, all sorts of heresy throughout the church. When it comes right down to it, the word of the Lord has been disregarded, and instead we've chosen the wisdom of men in contrast and in opposition as enemies of God all throughout the land in the United States of America. So much so that many times, even reading these scriptures, maybe the first time anyone who's gone to church has heard them in 10 years, 15 years. Maybe they've been in church their whole lives and didn't know that the Lord has zero tolerance for sin. For that's why he sent the Messiah to the cross to cover our sins. For there's no sin in heaven for our Lord. He is holy and he is righteous, and his holiness and righteousness endures forever. Pastor Nilda, is there anything else that you want to add for either the Spanish-speaking audience or also from New York altar?
Yes, Pastor Lou. I would like to share something in Spanish.
Amen.
Hermanos, los hermanos, el Pastor Lou y Pastor Albano de El Altar en Maryland y el Pastor José también de El Altar en California han estado compartiendo sobre este tema de la pregunta que se ha hecho es si aquí en los Estados Unidos o puede ser en cualquier otra nación, pero aquí en los Estados Unidos se ha estado caminando en la vía de la santidad, que es una escritura clave para este programa está en Isaías 35, capítulo 35, versículos 8 al 10, y esta escritura sobre la vía de la santidad, ustedes pueden leerlas en sus casas después. Quiero resumir un poquito lo que habló el pastor Albanos primero, del altar en Maryland. Él compartió que la iglesia no puede disfrutar de un avivamiento verdadero sin haber entrado al arrepentimiento genuino. Si la hora es un minuto para la medianoche, para la llegada del Mesías, entonces la iglesia tiene que arrepentirse. Después el pastor José del altar en California compartió sobre que la iglesia en los Estados Unidos ha caído, que nosotros desde el principio fuimos creados para caminar constantemente con el Señor de una manera muy íntima. Debemos de vivir, de caminar a Jesucristo crucificado y resucitado. El pastor José nos dio los versículos, el capítulo en Génesis, capítulo 5 en Génesis, versículos 22 al 24. Otra escritura que nos dio fue en Jeremías 29, del 12 al 14. Jeremías 29, del 12 al 14. Quisiera leerles esa. Dice: entonces ustedes me invocarán y vendrán a mí en oración, y yo los escucharé. Me buscarán y me encontrarán, porque me buscarán de todo corazón. Yo dejaré que ustedes me encuentren, y haré que cambie su suerte. Los sacaré de todas las naciones y de todos los lugares por donde los dispersé, y los reuniré y haré que vuelvan a este lugar de donde los desterré. Yo, el Señor, lo afirmo. Dice también que es tiempo de arrepentirnos y quitar toda la levadura del pan que se ha estado predicando. El pastor también nos dijo, terminó con decir que regresemos a la cruz y a la sangre. Después el pastor Lou de Maryland, del altar en Maryland, compartió con nosotros varias escrituras. Primero habló de Mateo 16, versículos 24 al 26. Nos dio también en Hebreos, capítulo 10, versículos 26 al 30. En particular, habló del versículo 26, que dice, pueden leer del 26 al 30, pero voy a leer solo el versículo 26. Porque si seguimos pecando intencionalmente después de haber conocido la verdad, ya no queda más sacrificio por los pecados. Algo muy serio que dice el Señor en la palabra. También dice el pastor Lu, termina diciendo que ha habido una hambruna espiritual de la palabra de Dios tan grande en esta tierra, en los Estados Unidos, que se han regado muchísimos evangelios falsos por toda la tierra. Y nos anima a volver al arrepentimiento y a la santidad y rechazar todos esos evangelios falsos que están por toda la iglesia. Gracias, hermanos, y back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Nelda. Pastor Albanos, quick question for you. Some of the listeners are going to hear some things in the Word of the Lord tonight that they haven't really heard before, in the message of the Lord and also in the Word of the Lord. And, you know, in the United States, we have this teaching that is an ungodly teaching, but it's sort of an insurance policy that's been sold by the ministry to sort of generate more revenue and funds. And it essentially goes something like this. You know, if you accepted the Lord and received him, you're okay no matter which highway you're walking on, because after all, you received the Lord, whether a few months ago, a few years ago, or whatever. And there's no requirement for this highway, because now they'll say you're adding works. What would you say to them, Pastor Albano? Pastor Albanus, are you there?
Yes, sorry about that, Pastor Lou.
Okay.
For those listeners, and also for the pastors who are listening, I'm going to refer them to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through verse 14. You and says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bow. Instead, They put it on its stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." The other, the other one is John chapter 8. The book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. And Jesus said, once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, "I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in dark, but will have the light which is light." Also, we can talk about Matthew chapter 7, which is verse 13 through 14, and also the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. You can go from verse 14 downwards. And always I tell people this: your salvation is like a smell. Your righteousness is like a smell. When you tell people you are saved, you have accepted Christ, you don't even have to speak. Your action matters. When you tell them you're saved, there's no way you're going to be dealing with pornography you used to deal with before you became saved. Your coworkers, if you're in sales department and you used to lie to customers before you became saved, after you became saved, they're going to know something has changed in you.
Amen.
When you're in that car dealership, and you're in sales department, and you're selling a fake warranty to that widow or orphan, before you became saved, it was popular. Now, after you became saved, they're gonna see something different from you. Your light is gonna shine. Now, for Christians in churches today, when you walk out, when you are walking, when you're walking, what kind of smell are you giving out? What kind of smell do they smell from you, from your salvation? Do they glorify Christ? Do they glorify Christ when they see your deeds, your actions? Because the best way to evangelize Christ is not through going on the streets, sending brochures, sending posted. The best way to glorify about Christ is your own lifestyle. your lifestyle is going to speak for itself. And people are going to be able to tell if you are saved or not. And to summarize, I'm going to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 4 through 6. And I read, for it is impossible, and I'm reading from the Amplified, it is impossible to restore and bring again to repentance those who have been once for all enlightened, who have consciously tasted the heavenly gift and have become sharers of the Holy Spirit and have felt how good the word of God is and mighty power of the age and the world to come. The more, when you become saved and you continue recycling back to sin, you continue to grieve the Holy Spirit. The Bible says clearly you cannot be brought to repentance. So it's time to stop abusing the grace. It's time to reject sin. It's time to repent, a true repentance which bears fruit. You cannot repent today, tomorrow you go back to sin. Repent, prepare the way. The Messiah is coming like a thief. Nobody knows the hour except God the Father. God, back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much, Pastor Albanos. Pastor Albanos just shared a number of scriptures, very powerful scriptures in the Word of the Lord. You're listening to the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We are broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. It is 8:56 p.m. Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. And this is segment two, or part two, of Are We as Christians Really Walking? Are we walking on the highway of holiness? And we heard Pastor Albanos give the smell and aroma metaphor that was actually veiled and unveiled in the Old Testament as we saw the incense of the Lord and the temple of the Lord and the holiness of the Lord. And we know intuitively, when we are missing the mark and in sin, the Holy Spirit will convict us. And so we read in the Bible that if we deliberately keep on sinning and deliberately keep abusing the grace, we find that it is possible to sear our conscience to the point where we become anesthetized, numb, absolutely numb to sin. And that's what we are seeing throughout the land, coast to coast and border to border in the United States of America and in the church in the United States of America specifically. And we shared about the sexual sin and how fathers can dress their daughters as prostitutes and how clear the word of the Lord is, very clear, that the land will turn to prostitution and whoredoms if we do that. And what's most shocking of all is that the fathers that are doing this are those that are going to church on Wednesdays or Sundays, because we have become numb to sin. We have forgotten the holiness of the Lord, the righteousness of the Lord, and we have become completely conformed to the world in the United States. Where now, if we go back to the metaphor of the aroma and the smell, everybody smells the same for the most part. And that's one of the reasons why we see so many people in the United States moving from church to church and house of the Lord to house of the Lord. There's a famine in the land, and the houses are serving up junk food, the aroma of junk food, and the stench has reached the nostrils of the Lord, but it's also even sickened the remnant and the children of the Lord, and say they go from house to house and church to church looking for the word of the Lord, but not finding it because we've diluted the word of the Lord to meet our own worldly standards. We see many scriptures that Pastor Albanos has tossed out that would like to share with the listeners. a very clear and also unveiled scripture. So as we know in the Word of the Lord, there are those scriptures that are veiled. There are others that are unveiled and very plain. And the book of James is one of those books that is, for the most part, relatively in plain sight, in plain view, and hard to miss. A very no-nonsense author in the Word of the Lord. And listen, hear what the Word of the Lord says by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is James chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? That's James chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. You can't miss that, and it's hard to miss that even the demons believe and shudder, but they cannot repent. The Lord is calling the end time saints, the children of the Lord in the United States, to repent from sin, to turn away and to go on to the highway of holiness. It's the ways of the Lord and the righteousness of the Lord. That means we're available to the Lord. It means that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things shall be added unto us. It means first and foremost, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. In other words, there's no God of money before you. There is no God of sexual sin before you. There is no God of pornography and drug addiction before you. There is no God of materialism, status, wealth, and prestige before you. It is the Lord your God that you love with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your might. That is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. That's one of the primary markers, foundation, to walk on the highway of holiness that the Lord has called his children to walk upon. And then that highway has a destination, kingdom of God. That's what Christ was telling us very clearly and says today, pick up your cross and follow me into the kingdom of God. Pastor Jose, to you at the California altar, please share.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Lou. Yes, this is a very, very critical message and very powerful messages that you are receiving today, precious people, from each and every one of these precious pastors from across the United States of America. We are very blessed, precious people, to have been allowed to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and to hear and to accept his voice through his mighty prophet that has been sent to us to prepare the bride. We have been given a physical person to prepare the bride, to give us clear instructions on the path we need to take, the highway of holiness, so that we may be prepared for the return of the Messiah, so that we may prepare a perfect garment for the Lord. In the book of Revelation, it says that the bride has made herself ready. That means there's something done with the church to prepare. And preparing means walking with the Lord in repentance, a separation from the church and the world, a walk of repentance. There is so much power in repentance that we have been allowed to see. Those of us who have been allowed to partake of the mighty meetings of the Lord in Kenya, we have seen tremendous things. We have seen things that were spoken of in the Bible and that the church today has completely lost sight of and cannot comprehend and would not accept if you go and tell them. It doesn't register. Their ears and their eyes have not been circumcised by the Holy Spirit to receive this mighty and powerful message. We have seen blind eyes open, not just one set, not two sets. These are groups. The Lord is healing in groups of people, in groups of children that are born deaf. The school of the deaf, the teacher, takes all the students to the meeting of the Lord in Kenya. She takes them because she knows that there is something mighty going on in the land that is spoken of in the Bible, that God heals. They are not taking these children to the physicians of the world. They are taking them to the power of God, to the power that has been unleashed to the land of Kenya through its repentance. Cripples are walking. You see wheelchairs being piled up, crutches being carried. You are seeing people and hearing testimonies weeks and months after the meetings of the Lord being called in to Jesus is Lord Radio. This is something else. This is something that has broken out that has not occurred in our lifetime. This is the work of the Lord. We are so privileged and should be completely humbled to know that we are partaking of this, of open heaven. We are being fed directly from heaven. This is mighty what is occurring here, precious people. And like the mighty prophet said in the mighty teaching that we heard earlier, that the clock in heaven is 1 minute till midnight. And we know what happens at the midnight hour. The Messiah comes for his bride. We need to prepare. There is no more time in the church to preach about money, to preach about prosperity and the world's gain and the world markets and any type of things that are created by man. These are the times to fall on our faces and to cry out to the Lord and to be fed the manna that's coming from heaven right now to those that are seeking the Lord in complete surrender, in complete humility, in complete repentance. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. That was Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar sharing a glint of light from the mighty end time revival, the one
prophesied in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. You heard the urgency and the glory given unto the Lord for what he is doing. We are witnesses. In fact, every pastor on this line and on this studio call has firsthand seen the miracles of the Lord. We have seen the HIV/AIDS healed at the Lord's end time revival. And let me just lay a foundation before we get to Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, for we have a host of witnesses. First, let's read Joel chapter 2, verse 17. And this is where the Lord started throughout Kenya when the revival was originally growing. And that was, they began in humility, as you heard from Pastor Jose. They began and stayed in the wilderness of repentance. This is Joel chapter 2, verse 17. This comes before Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Reading from the NIV. Joel chapter 2, verse 17. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? That's Joel chapter 2, verse 17, a prayer of intercession, a powerful repentance where the priests that minister, that's the pastors, that's the priesthood, that's the leadership, whose hearts are broken. They are black with astonishment at the fallen condition. They were black with astonishment and horror of the sin that had run throughout the land. The Lord had opened their spiritual eyes and spiritual ears, and the repentance revival began. And that leads us to Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 32. It is a repentance revival. Many had thought that perhaps it was we get a revival of more money. It is not. Maybe we'll have more people in the seats and in the pews. It is not. Maybe we'll have more status and prestige and things of the world. No, that's not the end time revival. The end time revival, the day of the Lord, is about repentance. It's a repentance revival. And all of the miracles and all of the signs and all of the wonders and all the HIV/AIDS healings that we have seen, I even saw a leper with my own eyes cleansed, the most startling, astonishing sight. Was there to authenticate the veracity of the message of the Lord. The signs and wonders are there to authenticate the veracity of the message of the Lord. And what is that message? Prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Time is absolutely over. The day of the Lord in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And afterward, and we just read through Joel chapter 2, 17, the foundation. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, hallelujah, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. This is the great end time revival, the repentance revival, where we see in Kenya they've left that road of the junk food and the prosperity gospel and the sexual sin and the things of the world that conform to everything that is widely accepted, and unholiness and unrighteousness and all of those things that the world espouses and esteems. And instead, they thought, we better be concerned about what the Lord thinks of us and not what the world thinks of us. We better prepare for the coming of the Messiah. We need to leave sin and flee from sin, and began the walk through the wilderness of repentance, began continuing that walk on the highway of holiness. That's happened not only in Kenya, but we have seen nations in Angola repenting. We have seen Chile repenting. We have seen Brazil repenting. And some of these nations, even the government leaders at even the highest levels, the United States of America, our government leaders will get this opportunity, for the Lord has sent servants here in the United States of America to let our leadership know. And we know that the leadership throughout the church, show me the shepherds and I'll show you the nation, have dropped the ball, because the only thing they can show the leadership in the United States is the pursuit of money and the things of the world. But every political leader is already highly skilled in that area, and they don't need a pastor to show them that. They don't need a pastor to lead them down that road. They are already there. They need the wisdom of the Lord. They need the counsel of the Holy Spirit. They need to know, how do they make righteous decisions, and where do they go to for that? They've seen enough of the world. And so the Lord will reach here in the United States of America, even the secular leaders and political leaders, just like he has all throughout the globe. And some have actually responded. And those nations that have been very, very blessed. And we pray that happens as well in the United States of America, that the Lord would continue to resurrect the remnant bride here in the United States of America. Pastor Albanos, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, Pastor Lou. I just want to thank you and also Pastor Jose for that sharing about the revival, because that goes back to that book of Psalms 34 from verse 15, where we talk about when we walk in righteousness, when we choose the way of righteousness, the Lord, we always going to hear our cry. And for those pastors and our listeners who have realized that we have a problem in this country of the United States, the church has a problem, the best thing you can do, instead of continue sitting under the false teaching of our gospel prosperity, the best thing is just to get a sackcloth and join us and crying for the church and crying for our nation. And also, because this is the last minute, the time is over, the Messiah is coming, and we need to be walking in righteousness in the highway of holiness. And before I finish, I just want to read this verse, the book of Matthew chapter 5 from verse 28. I say, but I tell you that anyone who look at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That tell you why you pastors and Christians, you cannot be joking around with immoral dressing in the church. You might think you're going there worshiping in the holy altar of the Lord, but you might be that dress you have, that clothes, those clothes you have, might be the one which is blocking you between you and the Lord, because our God is holy. Our God never changes. The same God who delivered the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land is the same God we worship. And that time, anyone who played with sin in the Holy of Holies was always killed. That's the same God, the jealous God we worship even today. cannot be walking to the church half naked, and you're going there crying, deliver you, deliver your children, deliver you from diseases, and joking around with your salvation. Now you can see why you cannot joke around with your salvation. Back to you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Let's say Matthew chapter 5, Rabbanus, very powerful scripture, and now the whole church is blotted out with sexual sin, with the immoral dressing, the licentiousness, and the lasciviousness, causing men to lust, even in the house of the Lord. It's astonishing that we've reached such a point where the numbness has taken root to the point that it has in the United States, that it's even necessary to say that that's how conformed those that call upon the name of the Lord, that's how conformed the church has become in the United States of America. And we must walk in agreement with the Lord. A very brief scripture is Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And what we have and what we need to turn from and repent from is this continual walking in agreement with the Lord. There's a tremendous fear in the church to stand alone, since everyone is going down this direction. I mean, after all, Pastor Lou, Pastor Albanos, Pastor Jose, and Pastor Nona, that's the style of the day. The style of the day is that Tarzan Jane, we're naked, and that's the way we're going into the house of the Lord. If I don't do that, then as a believer, that I call upon the name of the Lord, now all of a sudden I am separated, and I must learn to stand alone. And this is where the church has fallen miserably. But on the highway of holiness, this is one of the markers that you will learn and must stand alone. Because if we're walking in agreement with the world, and we look like the world, and we talk like the world, and we dress like the world, and of course listen to the same movies or music and consume the same entertainment, as we heard earlier, the salt has lost its saltiness. According to Amos 3:3, we are walking in agreement with the world. And we know, according to the Word of God, that is enmity and hostile to the Lord. And all the things of the earth and the carnal nature are hostile to the Spirit. And the Spirit is hostile to the carnal nature and flesh. Pastor Nilda, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, Pastor Lou. If I could share with the Spanish audience. Well,
okay.
Hermanos, solo quiero compartir un resumen de lo que han estado hablando. La pregunta que hizo el Pastor Lou del altar de Maryland fue que dice sobre el evangelio que están predicando en la iglesia. Que dice algo así, ese evangelio falso, te dice a ti, sabes que si tú ya recibiste a Jesús, no importa lo que haces, estás salvo. Entonces, los pastores han estado compartiendo sobre esa pregunta de que decimos de ese evangelio falso. Pastor Albano dio varias escrituras sobre esto en Mateo 5, de 13 a 14, en Juan capítulo 8, versículo 12, también Mateo 7, de 13 a 14, en 2 de Corintios capítulo 2, versículo 14, en adelante. También habló al final el pastor Albano sobre que nuestro Dios es santo y celoso, y dio la escritura en Mateo 5. Pueden leer en Mateo 5. Después, él también dio, por último, Hebreos 6, de 4 a 6. Dice que la mejor manera de predicar el evangelio es por el ejemplo que damos en nuestras vidas, por la vida que tú llevas. Es tiempo de dejar de abusar la gracia y arrepentirnos y no regresar al pecado. El pastor Lu comentó después que si deliberadamente seguimos pecando, nos podemos quedar entumecidos y nuestra conciencia será endurecida. Dio las escrituras en Santiago capítulo 2, de 17 al 21, en Deuteronomio de 6 a 5, el capítulo 6, versículo 5, dice que nosotros debemos primero buscar al reino de Dios y todo el resto será añadido. Tenemos que acordarnos que Dios es primero en todo. Después el pastor José de California nos habló de todo corazón, nos dio un testimonio de lo que él ha visto allá en Kenia. Y él nos dice que si estamos escuchando este mensaje ahora, somos muy privilegiados de haber escuchado la verdadera voz del Señor por medio de su poderoso profeta. Tenemos que recordarnos que es la voz del Señor que nos está hablando y nos está diciendo lo que Él está esperando de la iglesia a esta hora, en estos últimos días. Dice el pastor José que también que la novia se ha preparado, y que dice en Apocalipsis eso, que la novia se ha preparado. Eso quiere decir que algo se espera de nosotros, de la iglesia. La iglesia de hoy no ha visto todo esto que está sucediendo en la tierra del avivamiento en Kenia. Es un avivamiento de los últimos días, de la gloria postrera, que ojos ciegos se han abierto en multitudes, oídos también sordos, el Señor los ha abierto. Y no solo uno aquí y otro allá, sino que multitudes han sido sanados. Traen escuelas enteras de los sordos y el Señor los sana. Los cojos, los inválidos, toda esta gente ha sido sanada. Esto es algo que la iglesia nunca jamás ha visto a tal nivel, a esta magnitud. Estamos siendo alimentados directamente del cielo en Kenia. Allá en Kenia hay cielo abierto. Y ahora falta menos de un minuto para la medianoche. No hay tiempo para predicar las cosas del hombre, sino que hay que predicar la verdadera palabra de Dios. Y tenemos que caer y clamar en llanto y arrepentimiento. Después, el pastor Lu habló de Dios, las escrituras en Joel 2, capítulo 5, o capítulo 17, perdón, Joel 2, capítulo 2, versículo 17, después habló de Joel 2, 28 al 32, y ustedes pueden leer estas casas, por favor, es muy importante, todas estas escrituras. Aquí en estos, los pastores que están hablando aquí somos testigos de este avivamiento. El Señor nos ha dado la gracia de llevarnos allá para que podamos ser testigos de esto. También aquí estamos para autenticar la verdad de lo que está sucediendo en este avivamiento de arrepentimiento, porque es un avivamiento de arrepentimiento, no es avivamiento de corrupción, ni de cuánto dinero pueden
Hallelujah, you're listening to the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We will be back Sunday at 5 p.m. God bless. Shalom, shalom.